Podcast
with Patrick Woodward.
Welcome to the Worthing Podcast. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I'm joined today by my assistant presenter, Solveig Avina. Hi, Solveig.
Hello, Patrick.
Solveig's going to join me on some podcasts, do some interviews, and generally help me keep things moving forward. What are we doing today, Solveig?
Today we're going to the Panto.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, yes, we are. Every year, Worthing Theatres puts on an amazing production with all the fun, music, colour and audience participation in the time-honoured tradition. This year's no exception, with Robin Hood opening on 5th December.
I spoke to two of the main characters in the Panto, Dame Delia, the castle cook, and Robin Hood himself.
Dame Delia is played by actor Paul Giddings, who's also directing the show, coming as he does from a directing career across stage and TV. He told Patrick first about the colourful character he'll be playing in the Panto.
Well, I mean, Dame Delia follows in the long line of traditional Panto dames. She's larger than life, she's bold, she's very funny, and she's kind of found herself a job as the cook for the Merry Men in Robin Hood in our Panto this year. And basically, the problem with Dame Delia is her cooking is terrible, but she absolutely loves it. So there's lots of fun to be had with some really quite disgusting recipes that she's making up.
Okay, oh, I look forward to that. That's great fun. So let's talk a bit about the pantomime to begin with. It's Robin Hood, obviously a very familiar story, very familiar character to many people. And I know that Nigel Clarke is going to be playing the title role of Robin Hood. But you're actually directing the thing, aren't you?
I've directed in Worthing the pantomime for the last 2 years now, so it was a huge honour to be asked to come back and do the third year, which I'm really excited about. And I think and obviously playing the Dame as well this year, that's another big role to contend with. So we kind of felt I had to come at it slightly differently this year. So what we're doing is firstly, our choreographer, Danielle Drayton, who has, again, worked with for the last couple of years, she is co-directing. So we're going to split it, really. So kind of the very beginning of the process, setting it, you know, before we get into our tech rehearsals, I'll be kind of overseeing and directing. And then when I have to be more on stage, sort of hidden in the wings, doing quick changes and all the rest of it, Danielle will be taking over the more technical side of it. But she's a brilliant creative force, and she's a fantastic choreographer. So working with her, I think, will be fantastic. Because sometimes when you work with people, and when you go and do freelance jobs, you never quite know how you're going to get on with people, or you're never going to know some, you know, you could have very different mindsets. And obviously doing something creative, everyone's got very different ideas. So it's, you know, you've got to kind of roll with it. But from like day one, Danielle and I would be like, I don't think, no, I agree with you. Danielle, could we? Yes, I've already done that. Oh, okay. So we sing from the same page anyway, so it'll be great.
But you've got a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of amazing characters and a lot of amazing, very talented actors that you'll be kind of working with. Strong personalities. How do you feel about, you've done it before, so I'm sure it comes fairly naturally to you, but a bit of a challenge, I guess, at times.
Well, I think that one of the good things about our cast this year is I've worked with a few of them already, and What was great when being asked to come back for the third year, I kind of knew who would be there. And I thought, wow, this is brilliant. They're super talented people, but they are so lovely. And so working with them, like the last couple of years, it's just been so joyful. And, you know, with any creative process, with putting on any play, you always come up with something. You think, oh, I'm not sure that's working. Or how can we fix that? Or how can we make this better? And with the cast and the crew we've got there at the Worthing Pavilion, they're amazing. They're very can do, and everyone's got lots of good ideas. Oh, can we do this? Can we do this? And working in that environment where everyone's so passionate about something is so uplifting for everyone. And also, the only problem we really have is everyone is too funny. So it's like we have to try and get through the process without laughing too much. So. It honestly really is. It's a great experience for us to come in and make this show. And the unsung heroes as well, who you don't really, hopefully you don't see them because they're backstage, But, our backstage team, Matt and his the people who work on lights and sound and costume, they're so passionate, and we all come together each year. And they need their own show because they're just brilliant, the things that they achieve. So yeah, I feel very lucky to be coming back and working with these people.
Okay, so what can we expect then from Robin Hood the Panto in Worthing? What's it going to be like for us sitting there in the audience?
Well, hopefully, I say hopefully, it will be a fantastic evening, fantastic afternoon. It's very funny. It's very bright. There's loads of surprises in there this year, and it's fantastic songs. And some of the we've got some new cast members. We've got Janine Pardo, who hasn't, and Daryl Carrington, who haven't been in Worthing before. I think Janine has a few years ago, and they are. I met them at the. Our press release in the summer, and they're super talented. And Janine and Katie, who plays our narrator, Alana Dale, have got the most amazing singing voices. Sometimes when you listen to people and you're like, oh, that's just fantastic, it's just so lovely. And one of the things about Panto is it's kind of got something for everyone. There's obviously the jokes and the comedy and the singing, but there's also a real heart to it. And I think with Robin Hood, it's such a well-known story, as with all the pantomimes. But there's something about it that with the kind of the merry men and the sheriff, and it just lends itself so well to that kind of pantomime genre. And one of the lovely things about Worthing Panto, which you don't get in every panto, is they've got such a strong creative flair to it, a twist, their own kind of signature that they always put on at that theatre. So when I come back working with the creative team there, it's really lovely to go, oh yes, I see, we can do this, we can go there. So that's always something you don't expect.
That's good. What about the audience participation? I mean, in a way, that's the essence of Panto, isn't it? That the audience get really involved.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things. And you've always got to remember when you're on stage, this could be someone's first introduction to theatre, be it, them be children or older children. This is the first time they go there. So getting the audience involved, making them a part of it, is a real kind of Christmas tradition for us, isn't it? And it's a really important part of the show, getting people to take part. There is going to be, I don't want to say too much, but there will be a few familiar faces appearing in the show this year that you perhaps won't be expecting. So
Ooh.
it's going to be audience participation on a different level. Leave it there. I'll leave it for you when you come. We can chat about it after.
Look forward to that with great interest. I mean, you've done lots of different stuff as an actor, as a director. It must be so different, because I think you've done Shakespeare, doing that and then doing Panto. It's a different, you must have to do a sort of a mindset shift from one job to another.
I think working as an actor, every job is something completely different. You're kind of dropping into a different mind, as it were, a different character. But I think Panto for me is very different to all the other types of acting or other jobs I've done, because it's so it's kind of standalone in the genre of where you are and how you participate to the, as you just said, to the audience, to each other. And one of the things I love about Panto, and acting in Panto, is you can break the fourth wall. So you can bring the audience in at moments when perhaps you wouldn't expect them to, or you can like you are a dame in Sherwood Forest, but at the same time everyone knows that you're actually in Worthing, and there'll be references to Worthing and to the surrounding areas, so that it's a very kind of different genre. I mean, I often think about what it would be like to bring like a dame like character to another job. I did a drama, period drama, over the summer, and I was just thinking that it'd be like if just suddenly the dame walked in. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you just would never mix those two genres. But it's yeah, no, I think Panto's quite a special beast on its own.
Yeah, and you enjoy Pantu
I
doing it?
yeah, love it. I love it. I think this is something like my 11th or 12th pantomime of being in it. And I've directed various ones around different shows as well. But for me, once I started, I thought I absolutely love doing it at Christmas. And it's being slightly older now, for me, Christmas, it's not so much about the traditional Christmas for me, here, but being in Panto really brings that out, because it's Christmas every day, and even in the new year we're still talking about Christmas. So it brings it home a bit more.
Well, look, I'm very much looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you back in Worthing and the experience of a pantomime, which is it's quite a weird experience for the audience, actually, isn't it?
Well, what is it like? That's quite interesting.
Yeah. You do get completely absorbed in it. I went along last year to the panto last year, having not been to a pantomime for goodness knows how many years. And, you know, we really enjoyed it. It was great fun.
Brilliant. That's great. I think that's the main thing is that's our intention, to have fun and have fun with you.
Paul Giddings, who's directing this year's panto and starring as Dame Delia, the castle cook. But what about the main man in Robin Hood? Nigel Clark plays the title role. He's known to millions of children as a star of the CBeebies Kids TV channel and the Baby and Toddler Club.
Nigel also founded Dadventures, which supports fathers through the joys and challenges of parenthood. But let's start with the panto. Robin Hood's been the subject of numerous films, cartoons and books down the years. How will Nigel play him?
Yeah, you're right. You know, there are many, many iterations of the classic Robin Hood story. I think I'm going to bring a little cheeky, chappy kind of fun to the role because, you know, panto is a big family thing. And rather than keep it too serious, which is not panto, we're going to keep it lots of fun, keep the adventure in there, but also make him a bit of a cheeky chappy.
Yeah, okay. And you've got the other characters there as well. Well, you've got an additional character in the shape of Dame Delia, the castle cook. How are you going to get on with her, do you think?
Dame Delia is going to be a musical comedy extravaganza. So, you know, in a panto, you normally have like your buttons figure.
Yeah.
That's that figure.
Right.
That's who that's going to be. So I think I'm going to get on with them really well. I think they're going to be rooting for Robin Hood and helping me on my adventure.
Okay, that sounds really good. Now you're well known anyway for your TV work and the Baby and Toddler Club. There are going to be some children who are very familiar with who you are. How will you feel about that? Seeing your audience kind of in the face and them seeing you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There are loads of kids all over the country who know my face from the CBeeb screens. And I'm sure lots of them will be coming to Worthing to check out the show. I think seeing me in a more sort of ad lib, off the cuff kind of role, rather than some of the stuff they see me on CBeebies, is going to be lots of fun for them. And the fact that we're going to be interacting with the audience and with the crowd, I'm going to love seeing them. Hopefully they'll love seeing me, and we'll have lots of fun together and sing songs and crack jokes and hopefully keep everybody laughing. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing them.
So audience interaction is what panto is all about, isn't it? All this, you know, oh yes, he is, he's behind you, that kind of thing. So we're going to get quite a lot of that, are we?
Oh, of course. You can't have a panto without some good old-fashioned interaction. And what we're going to try and do with the Robin Hood story, we're going to try and create some stage magic as well, because he's going to be shooting arrows. He's Robin Hood. So we need to figure out a way for you to be fully immersed in that and think, wow, they're actually shooting arrows across the stage. So hopefully we'll try and bring some stage magic to it as well.
That sounds really fun. That sounds good. Now, Nigel, the other thing that you're involved in, or something else that you're involved in, which in many ways is quite different, is your Dadventures project, which works with, which thinks about fathers and their children. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah. So off the back of some of the shows I did on CBeebies, I set up Dadventures to support dads on their parenting journey. And when you're interacting with people, I know that like different people like different things. So we're here on a podcast right now. Some people like to listen to podcasts. Some people don't. Some people like to read a blog post. Some people like to have a meetup in person and get together. So what we've done at Dadventures is try to create resources on many different sort of grounds so that dads can interact with each other, learn about things that they might not know about parenting and give tips and advice for bonding with children and stuff, and really just support them on their parenting journey. So like I mentioned, we've got a podcast, we've got a blog post, we've got meetups that we do weekly. We've got five locations in the UK at the moment, and hopefully going to branch out and do more. But yeah, it's really about supporting dads on their journey and aiding them with their well-being and mental health, which can sometimes be overlooked, and dads can kind of suffer in silence. And this is a way to maybe avoid that.
Yeah, and in a way, it fits in very precisely with what you're doing, because whole families come to Panto, don't they? So you'll have dads there with their children.
This is it. Panto is one of the few things that you bring the whole family to, and has been for generations. It's slowly changing, where before dads thought, oh, I can only take my little ones to football, or I can only to do this or that. Now the landscape's changing, and families are sharing the load of looking after children, of going to work, the whole thing. So it's only right that we support dads like we've supported mums over the years, so that we can have this like family society or community that we live in that I think is much better for all of us.
Yeah. So you're coming to Worthing for the Panto at Robin Hood. What are you looking forward to about playing Panto in Worthing?
Firstly, the staff and the cast that I've met so far that are going to be working in Worthing seem like a stellar group of people, especially the staff at the Worthing Theatre there. They were so welcoming when we went down for our photo shoot, and when they were talking about the ideas of things they wanted to have in the show. So I'm really, really looking forward to working with everyone there. But then I'm also really looking forward to learning a bit about Worthing and finding its little hidden secrets and stuff. So if anyone's out there listening and they want to drop me a DM on the Instagram or Facebook or anything with tips about where to go in Worthing or things to see in Worthing, that would be much appreciated. Yeah, because I like to get immersed in the town that I'm doing a panto in.
That's really nice. Worthing is a lovely town. You're by the sea. There's lots of things to see and look at, lots of nice restaurants and cafes and the rest of it. So I'm sure you'll have a lovely time.
Yeah, being right on the pier there, like on the beach, on the seafront, is exciting as well. I'm looking forward to that. I haven't done a panto where I can literally walk out the door and then see the sea and smell the sea and be by the sea, which is always a nice thing to have.
Yeah, well, look, we're really looking forward to having you down in Worthing and seeing the panto. So I hope it goes well. I'm sure it will. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing everyone there.
Nigel Clark talking to Patrick about his starring role in Robin Hood, the Panto.
Yes, it was fun talking to both of them. Even though we touched on some serious stuff with Nigel and his Dad Vengers project, I think they're both going to be enormous fun in the Panto. Robin Hood launches on the 5th of December until the 5th of January at Worthing's Pavilion Theatre. And you can get your tickets online at wtm.uk/panto or call the box office on 01903 206 206.
And that's it from the Worthing Podcast for this month. Why not take a look at our website, worthingpodcast.com, and subscribe on Facebook and Instagram to make sure you don't miss a single podcast.
Join us again soon for a festive edition looking at the fun and underlying meaning of the Christmas season. Till then, from me, Patrick Woodward.
And me, Solvay.
Goodbye.
News and views of Worthing. The Worthing Podcast.